from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is unfortunate. I'm not a good host sometimes. I had a clip that I wanted Evan to play to introduce this segment here, but I forgot to send it to him in a timely manner. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get this one because our guest here on the Wester Hotline, it's one of his absolute favorites. It's when Chopin Bulldog roasted me live on the air for a ridiculous celebration at the 11-day Power Play a couple of years ago. But because opening ceremonies are 5 days away, I figured why not get a chance to catch up with Mike Lesikowski, the man, one of the two people behind the 11-day Power Play. He and his wife, Amy, doing a great job every year with hockey in the community. Mike, I know you've been dreading this day where I call you before the 11-day. How you doing?
Not true at all. Great to hear from you. And let's be clear, one of two, but the lesser of the important two, if we're being honest.
You're the face, which oddly enough, I've seen your face enough. Of course, I'm kidding, Mike. But, of course, one of these big things, though, about the 11-day Power Play being that we're about to get started. And when it comes to seeing you around, well, we're definitely going to see that. I'm taking a soft bet here that you're going to end up on the ice at some point for 11 days. That's just my theory.
Yes, probably every day. Hopefully every day. My body can hold up, getting a little older, you know. But, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait. This year's going to be a banner year. Amy and her team have been just knocked it out of the park again. So we're super excited. Thursday's going to come, and really excited to kick off our eighth event.
The eighth year of the 11-day Power Play, it has grown from what it once started as, which was you and 39 other, what's the word I'm looking for here? Probably crazy.
Brave, crazy,
ambitious. Ambitious was the word. Set the world record for the longest hockey game played, a record that you had to reset a couple of years later, by the way. However, it has grown from 40 players on the same ice for 11 days now to thousands of players within this community and even from afar traveling to get here to play for the sake of raising funds in the fight against cancer.
Yep, we are record numbers this year. We're over 2,500 players, which is the most we've ever had. We're at about $1.2 million in fundraising, which is probably the highest we've been prior to the event. We bring in about $500,000 the couple weeks and the event leading, you know, the event itself. So, I think we're probably going to get to about 1.7, which is the goal we stated recently, which is just kind of amazing if you think about it. It's just, we have to pinch ourselves. We have such an amazing community. Hockey players are the best. Unfortunately, we're raising money for things that aren't the easiest to talk about, but we know firsthand, you know, we see our funds firsthand. We stay in contact with the investigators and researchers that are doing some really amazing work, and this year's no different. So, like, we keep our eye on the ball when it comes to the reasons behind what we do, and I think that's why it's so successful, is the people that get behind it. You know, Amy and I are the face, and that's all fine and good, but all the players and donors and volunteers are really what make it happen. And it's really amazing because our community is just our community is great. It's unbelievable. They're so supportive.
You mentioned it, though, of course. When it comes to the players is one thing, but also I'm going to shout out your staff here as well with Nate and Sarah also doing so much of the heavy lifting behind the scenes that they don't get enough recognition. So I have to make sure I shout them out here on air as well. But Mike, since 2017, the 11-day power play has raised more than $10 million in terms of for the beneficiaries of Roswell Park, Make-A-Wish Western New York, Camp Good Days, and the Oshai Children's Cancer and Blood Disorder Program. Every year, it seems there's been this new wrinkle added to the event. What are we looking at this year that's going to set it apart from years past?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for mentioning all of our beneficiaries. They're wonderful. There's a couple really cool things this year. We try to keep it fresh. You know, one of the things that keeps people coming back and raising money is because we try to make it a special event for everybody involved, especially the players. And this year we've got a lot of really cool things. It starts off, remind me about the 50-50. I'll talk about that last because it's an important thing, but I'll talk about that after. But the event itself, this year we're going to do a family skate prior to our opening celebration. So five to six, I think it is, or 4 to 6, Areta Harbor Center on the rink too. So if anybody wants to come down, it's going to be super hot out this coming week. So come down and throw some skates on before the opening celebration. We're trying to really push the opening celebration and have friends and family there. It's from 6 to 9. All of our top fundraisers, 60 top fundraisers will play in two different games. That'll be really great. We're doing a chuck a puck. I'm not sure if you know what that is, but it's kind of like a little fundraiser. Throw pucks on the ice to win some prizes. That'll be an opening celebration. And one really special thing that we've done this year, we're going to announce, we started something called the Petey Fund. The Petey Fund is named after our mascot, Petey Power Play. And the beneficiaries that you mentioned, all amazing, wonderful, deserving beneficiaries, we decided that each year we're going to award $11,000. There are so many good charities in our community that are aligned with our mission that we wanted to give a little bit to others. So we started the PD Fund. It was Amy's idea, beautiful, wonderful idea. And this year we're going to announce at opening the recipient of the PD Fund. And we're not going to reveal it until then, but it'll be a special moment because it's a nice gift to a very deserving charity. So that's the opening. We've got a lot of really cool little things that go on in the event, as you know, because you've played in it. We try to make it special for the players with the locker room set up and that type of stuff and videos that captains record. So all little nuanced things. You're going to see a player of the game this year, which is going to be pretty cool with, picture the post-game Hockey Night in Canada interview, that type of scenario. Kind of cool. That's right up your alley, knowing you. That's one thing. What else? We have... That's pretty much it in terms of the our jerseys. I don't know if you got a chance to see our jerseys. We did a little soft reveal. They're really cool, different than any year in the past. And you know, we change up our jerseys every year. This year we tweaked them a little bit. Really cool. And of course, all the merch is fresh and new. And people really really love our merch because it's well designed. It's well. Well accepted, and it's I absolutely love walking around town, going into rinks. You know, I play a lot of hockey. I don't think I've in the last 7 years. I don't think I've played a pickup game where there hasn't been another 11-day jersey out there, which is really which is really a cool feeling as a hockey guy.
Mike Lisakowski on the Wester Hotline as the opening ceremonies for the 11-day power play take place on Thursday at 6 o'clock. By the way, before Joe asks a question here, I just want to say about the opening ceremonies, I've got a fun little tidbit about last year's. One of my friends went with me to the opening ceremony, and once he saw players skating in with the pyro coming off at the side, Mike, he turned to me and he said, "I'm in. What do you need me to do?" And he hasn't played hockey in 4 years. So it's a really cool thing. Like, right. If you go there, you might feel inspired to literally lace up the skates yourself and join in on this. And then I'll turn it to Joe here because his brain's been going here.
Yeah, so I've been kind of on the outside looking in over the past few years. I've come across people who have participated. I never have. It seems like such a great event. Like, I didn't know the origins until sitting here just now that it was, just a straight up one shift, 11 hours. Like, that's crazy, you know?
11 days.
I don't know why I said that, yeah. 11 days. Yeah. Did you ever see it getting to this point? Like, when you first started to really, you know, get some more participants, did you think it was going to be a smaller scale thing? Or, I mean, raising over $1 million, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Joe. And I answered often because it's what makes it even more special for us. It's not like we had this big plan. It's not like we're event planners, right? She was a social worker. I was an environmental engineer. Amy went through cancer and beat cancer, and it was because of some of the strides that Roswell had made in the years prior. She may not be here if those strides weren't made in terms of research and development and cures. So she's here because of that. And then my mom passed, and that kind of just fired us up to do something. And I looked up the world longest hockey game back in whatever that was, 15-16, and it existed. And I was blown away when I heard it was like 240 hours. I'm like, holy, how are we going to do that? But then, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And we started planning it. And it really was meant to be one world record game. Another true story is we had met with a group of people that were fundraisers in Roswell. And our initial goal was $500,000. And they politely told us that we were crazy. At the end of the meeting, I'm like, at the end of the meeting, I looked them square in the eye, and this is a true story, and Amy would attest to it. I said, all right, well, we just made our goal $1 million because you told us we can't. And that's absolutely true. And we raised $1.2 million that first year. And it was because, you know, there was just a good group of people that were driven and passionate. So that's how it started. And then after we got done with it, like, it was such a cool event. It was so awesome to give that money to Roswell. Those Roswell's our only charity at the time. Such a good feeling, and like around town, it felt so cool to have it kind of well accepted that we actually went over to Canada afterwards and hung out with some friends for the week. And we were sitting around and we were like, we cannot just stop. We got to do something, and we literally thought of it right there and then to do, you know, multiple shifts. And we did it completely out of the blue. Nobody ever had done that. And it, of course, Buffalo hockey, it took, and we've honed it. It's amazing how we were flying by the seat of our pants that first community shift. And now yesterday I left Harbor Center with Amy and Nate and Sarah and our staff, and everything is already organized, set, merch is there, jerseys are boxed, everything, like, literally a week before, ready to go, versus 7 years ago, just completely flying by the seat of our pants. No registration, no web, no organization. We were just going. So it's been amazing how it's evolved, and we're very fortunate that it's been well accepted.
And every year, when it comes to when I'm walking in that building at Harbor Center, first two people that I always try to lockdown and finer, you and Amy, and you two, of course, are the busiest people. You eventually find me, but when I take the ice. But then I always try to go look for Amy to make sure that, you know, I give her a thank you for, you know, always being there to organize this stuff. And again, congratulations on another successful event. Because when I play, it's typically later in the event, and that's not going to be untrue here again, as I play twice in the last 4 days of this thing. So I'm happy to be a part of it again with WGR. Our program director, Alan Davis, was part of your original 40 as well. So
yeah,
we're always happy.
He's on our board, and he's making his comeback this year.
Big yes.
L, making his comeback. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. The last time, I do believe that that we had Alan on the ice, I think this happened.
There's a goal for somebody. Do we know who scored?
I don't know. That light blue helmet. It's Derek, because there's the stupid celebration with the Tiger Williams. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's Derek. Derek Kramer. Derek went full on Timo Solani shotgun and then air guitar breakdancing, I think is what just happened there.
Does anybody we work with see me covering my face after that?
Somebody's going to take him out.
Oh, my God. It's 3-2 in the beginning of the 11-day power play. I mean, I don't know. What do we say about that? Have your fun?
Sure. Yeah, we don't want to be the old guys, right? I don't know.
I am just turning. I'm going pro media all stars after that. I'm changing allegiances.
Yep, that was an all time because you challenged me to step up my celebration game.
Well, you did it, and we like to have fun. Obviously, we're very serious about our causes. We're very serious about fundraising, but it's also nice to have fun in the event. And one of the, you know, I wanted to just come full circle. At the end of our event, every year, the Buffalo Sabres alumni and Pat Coletta in particular and Larry Playfair from the Junior Sabres have always been there for us. They've incentivized our players to, you know, to play with and against some of their idols from the past and not so distant past. So every year, you know, they do. So we will have some Sabres alumni. We have a really cool twist to it this year. It's a Buffalo Junior Sabres alumni twist to it, and it's couple reasons. One, Larry Playfair approached us a little while back, and he said, and as did Pat Coletta, and he out of the blue just said, "Hey, we're starting a 50-50. They have a 501c3 that's allowed to do large scale 50-50s that Larry worked really hard on, and he did a really good job. You know, the stuff that goes on in the arena." And they give that to certain causes, and they chose us this year. And they put out a $5,000 minimum. So all the month of June, the Junior Sabres and us, with our help, are going to do a 50-50 raffle. That is a guaranteed $5,000 pool. So at the event, please go and support that and buy those 50-50s. And let's get that pot up as high as we can. I told them I'd be blown away if it wasn't more than $5,000. If we promote it. So really thankful for Larry, really thankful for Pat Coletta and the alumni guys and everybody that participates, because the alumni is super generous with their time, and it means a lot to the players to see, you know, those guys on the ice, and it's been really great. It's been a really great partnership. So please buy those 50-50s and support the Junior Sabres. My son came up in that organization, and it's a part of our lives. So thank you to those guys.
Yeah, and I was gonna end that because you brought up the 50-50. I was just motioning like, hey, we got to ask about this. So it's good that you got there on your own. But Liam and his adventures through the University of Maine and everything that's been going on there. How's it been dealing with him as this as a pretty high caliber D1 athlete here in college hockey?
It's been great. You know, he's a great kid. He's a humble kid. It's tough to brag about your own kids sometimes, but I have great kids. I have two daughters and my son. They're all really good kids, good students, and it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, he came up through the Junior Sabres, went to prep school, went out to Iowa, played in the USHL. His billet family will be playing in the 11-day power play, so there's that connection. University of Maine, it was really good last year. He was able to play a lot, very fortunate. He's going to absolutely kill me when I say this, but just this week he got invited to an NHL development camp, which
Let's
is
go.
A really, really, it's a really cool, it's a really cool way to recognize his hard work. So he's really psyched to do that. Super proud of his parents, but yeah, our kids are great. And I'd be remiss to mention my daughter Julia is making a comeback. You had mentioned comebacks. She hasn't played since she was 14. She's now 21. And she is playing in the 11-day power play. So she's out of retirement. So got to watch out for her. She's fierce.
Hey, that's awesome. I you love to see these sorts of things. And, Mike, I'm glad that I'm able to talk and catch up with you. Of course, we'll say it one more time for everyone before we get your sign off here. Thursday, 6 o'clock is the opening ceremonies. You mentioned that there's going to be a family skate beforehand, 4 o'clock at Harbor Center. Please make your way down there. All the work that Mike, Amy, Nate, Sarah, and everyone at the 11-Day Power Play, the volunteers, of course, as well, the unsung heroes, not just the ones on ice like my Goofy, but anyone that's off the ice, they're also people that need to get the credit that they deserve as well.
Awesome. I really thank you for your time, Derek and Joe. Look forward to seeing you guys Thursday and throughout the event. It's we're really looking forward to it. So thanks for all the coverage and positive vibes you guys give us. It means a lot to us.
I'm going to tell you right now, just to get ahead of it, a couple of weeks from now, on the 29th, I'm going to try to hunt you down to come to the booth that I'm going to have, because I'll be broadcasting live as things start to wrap up.
Awesome.
So please be accessible.
You know to find me.
No, I don't. You find me. Mike, thank you again. I'll see you on Thursday, no doubt, and, of course, all throughout during the 11-day Power Play.
Awesome. Good talking to you guys. Thank you.
That's Mike Lisakowski on the West Hur Hotline. As I just made mention, Thursday, 6 o'clock, opening ceremonies for the 11-day Power Play at Harbor Center.
This is exciting stuff.
It really is. And I made mention, I wanted to say it to Mike, but one of my friends, last year, we go down to the opening ceremony, and we watch the players come out. By the way, if there's ever a motivation to become a top fundraiser for this event, it is so that you can skate out with an introduction with pyro being shot at the sides.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Like, I haven't gotten there yet, but I still need that in my life.
Yeah.
I feel like I need that in my life just to check it off that, like, I went out to a stage or ice, with pyro effects. Like, that's got to be the coolest feeling in the world, for those that get to do it. And my friend and I, watching it last year, he turns to me fresh off of shoulder surgery and said, "I'm in. What do you want me to do?" So I'm glad that, you know, even just going to it, it can inspire you to want to take the ice yourself. Because there's plenty of shifts that aren't going to get that fanfare. There are teams that lace up the skates at 3 a.m. And they play for 3 hours.
Yeah, I think, like, that was one of my buddies at Buff State.
Yep,
he was doing that in, yep, like the graveyard shift.
You
overnight.
Get the graveyard shifts of like midnight to 3 to 6. Don't you dare wave your hand on this. We're talking about something cool. And again, it's just it's one of these things where you can feel inspired to even want to just take the skates and get out there.
Well,
you could be terrible at hockey. Trust me when I say this. You can be awful at the sport.
Cause.
It's for a good cause, and not to mention, you can then laugh at the members of WGR that are going to be taking the ice on June 27th, 1 week after the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I was approached. I have a torn Achilles,
yes.
So I can't or tears in my Achilles, I should say.
Multiple? So.
Yeah, they're smaller tears just throughout.
Okay.
It.
Okay, I was, you know, just going to say, tell Aaron Rodgers he can kick rocks.
I'm 21 and I'm struggling with it, so I can't imagine being 40 dealing with it.
But yeah, so you were approached about it. And
no, I couldn't push it obviously. Physically this season. Maybe next year after
get
recovery.
Get that thing healed up.
We'll get it.
And you can join the likes of me, Joe DiBiase, Brayton
I used to
Wilson.
Play hockey for a short period of time. I was the
That's more experience than I had going into it.
Yeah, I was the defenseman. I was just the punisher. I no stick handling ability at all, puck handling ability.
So here are the members of WGR that I do know that are going to be on that shift. Our program director, Alan Davis. Myself,
yes.
Joe DiBiase, Brayton Wilson, Josh Schmidt is our netminder for the second year in a row.
Oh, there we go.
And he kept us in it last year.
He did?
Yes. We suffered our first loss as Team WGR,
oh,
but
no.
He kept us in it. Yeah, the media all-stars are getting younger, and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a
Didn't
couple...
they also have like a junior Saber
yeah,
on the media all-stars
had a couple,
last year?
They had a couple of guys, and they kind of gamed it on us a little bit, but we had won every year since 2018, so I get it. But
who commentates the games?
So, opening ceremonies, Dan Dunleavy is going to be there with the mic in his hand.
How awesome.
Calling for the opening ceremonies. Alan Davis will be there as well, our fearless leader.
Mm-hmm.
And I say fearless because he definitely is, because he lets me have a microphone. If that's not having no fear, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get ourselves to a break, catch up on everything else going on here. But also, The next segment here, I do want to introduce it the same way I'm leaving this segment, which is, I sent out a tweet. I want to give shout-outs to people that are listeners, followers with us, that are playing in the 11-day Power Play. You'll get your shout-out coming up next here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In fact, thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.